Much of Andrew Brookings' anxiety about Blaine comes from his distrust of Philadelphia school district bureaucracy. He spent his first few years teaching at a school tapped for a previous turnaround attempt and felt that that iteration had little impact on kids' lives.
It's hard to find a place that you think you believe in and you believe that's going to work. My problem has been putting hard work into something that isn't worth it.
Blaine represents a new direction for the district, where staff have come together to create something from the bottom up, and the central office largely stays out of the way. Principal Powell offered us incredible access to Blaine to report this story. Interviews with other staffers were allowed freely, as were those with parents in the schoolyard. For many schools, maybe especially Philadelphia neighborhood schools, this can be a frightening prospect. The safest course of action for principals is to refuse all requests and deflect inquiry to central administration. Powell's course gave a much more comprehensive view of Blaine, scars and all.
It's a cover-up. It looked cute on the outside, but what's going on in the inside?
Roslinda Harris was one of about 10 parents who came to an outreach meeting hosted by the school late in the year. There was supposed to be a presentation given by the Red Cross, but when that fell through at the last minute, the meeting devolved largely into a complaint session. Again, Roslinda Harris.
Only thing I see changed is a couple little bit of paint on the walls and some uniforms.
This meeting led me to deeper conversation with two different guardians with wildly different takes on the turnaround effort. One extremely critical of the status quo, another greatly encouraged and hopeful for the future. Roslinda Harris is the critic. Her son, Chance Nelson, was born with half of a heart.
I had heart surgery when I was a baby.
Roslinda was to have twins, but learned of severe complications during pregnancy. Chance's brother died during labor. Chance survived, but needed open heart surgery immediately. Doctors at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia warned that he could be paralyzed for the rest of his life. Roslinda raises Chance alone. His biological father, who Chance has never met, is serving time in a federal prison. The stepfather, who helped raise him, was shot and killed as a victim of a robbery in 2013. The same year, Roslinda had a career debilitating stroke. Chance has defied expectations, but he's needed critical medical attention many times throughout his life.
I'm trying to make them aware he has a feeding tube on his stomach. He, with the signs to look for if he can't breathe, stuff like that, how important it is not to make him walk up that says, okay, to come down. Don't make him stress the heart more than what it needs to do. But if he mishandled properly, it becomes a fatal issue. And half of the staff didn't even know.
But all doesn't always go as planned.
He comes home from school and tell me he was playing football with a long scrape up his arm like this. I don't get no phone call. He's on blood thinners. They couldn't stop it bleeding. Of course he's on blood thinners. This is why AIP is put in place to tell you he's not allowed for physical contact sports.
Most of Roslinda's complaints about the school aren't aimed at Principal Powell. She appreciates the attempt at turnaround, but what kind of school, she asks, has no nurse?
So imagine if I was sending him there with medication. Do you think I'd be safe with him, them giving him his medicine? No, because y'all don't have a nursing staff every day of the week like y'all used to have.
It's impossible to talk about Blaine without acknowledging the systemic inequities of Pennsylvania's education funding model, which the U.S. Department of Education has flagged as the most inequitable in the nation. In other states, Blaine would receive more funding based on its population of high poverty, high need students. In Pennsylvania, those factors don't come into account. Roslinda Harris has witnessed how Pennsylvania's systemic inequities trickle down to a school like Blaine. Last year, Chance was frequently bullied in the stairwells and one day attacked by a group of students in the bathroom.
There's not enough staff in the hallways, bathrooms, cafeteria, none of that, to support these kids as far as being safe. If you're not safe, how can you learn? That's the whole thing in a nutshell.
Despite the obvious resource deficiencies, many in the Blaine community readily acknowledge that more money will not heal all wounds.
I've seen a lot. You know, I've been there for a long time, 22 years.
Rashid Abdullah has been at Blaine longer than anybody, mostly as a math teacher. Now he teaches computer science, where he interacts with kids in every grade, K to 8.
It bothers me when I see children, you know, grow up and get caught up by that, by the environment. You know, and the environment takes these, you know, wonderful, bright-eyed children, you know, and leads them down a, you know, wrong path.
The elephant in the room, he says, is that for many reasons, many parents don't have the ability or the wherewithal to instill positive social values into their own children.
We need to reteach children what being a man is, being what being a woman is. Because, you know, I think, you know, over the years, we're losing that, you know. And I try to tell them that manhood is not just taking care of your family, but also taking care of your community.
This can be especially challenging, given that many of the parents are in their late teens or early 20s themselves, a point Rosalinda Harris harps on.
You got to look at the ratio. It's kids having kids. So you can't expect no more than what the heck you get in the neighborhood that we live in. They just get up in the morning, come in here with their pajamas on, drop their kids off. This is a daycare.
With these realities in mind, while Abdullah admires the turnaround attempt, he doesn't believe it will amount to much without doubling down on holistic, whole child instruction that puts ethics and character development at the center.
There's more focus on math and reading, you know, because that's what's really tested, you know. But at the expense of what?